Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening today. So on today's show, I think we have a very interesting topic. We are going to talk about internet safety, a more of a program presentation that's coming up. So my guest today is Danielle Mangan, and she is from Wampanoag Area Middle School, correct?
Correct.
And you're one of the counselors here.
I am, yes. I am a counselor in the middle school here at Wampanoag. Good morning. Just a
yes,
little bit about me. I've worked for Wampanoag for 22 years. I was a classroom teacher before I was a counselor. So I've been in the middle school particularly for that whole entire time. So I was teacher, special education teacher, now counselor. So I'm happy to be here and happy to work with children in this way.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you're joining the show today because I think this is a topic that everyone can relate to. Internet safety, again, you know, this is, you know, geared towards really anyone, but more for your middle school families and children and their parents. What made you decide to kind of do this program?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, through 2020, COVID, the changes that we felt here in the school district, it was a very difficult time, challenging time. So kids were coming in a little bit more frequently with cell phones at this age level. So we're 6th to 8th grade here. So about 11 to 14 years old, we saw a rise in the cell phones, particularly social media, internet access, those types of things. So a lot of the mental health with the children started to decline. We saw increased anxiety, depression, disrupted sleeping patterns, kids not showing up to school, a lot of worry, cyberbullying, social bullying, student conflicts, all online. So that's kind of what made me look to this area and try to seek some help for our kids.
Right. So this is kind of a two-part question. You have a speaker coming in, and I want you to mention her name and talk about her. But this event is also being sponsored by one of our local agencies, correct?
Yes. We're very grateful to work with Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission. They are sponsoring this speaker. Her name is Jessie Weinberger. And how I kind of came across her was I read her book. It's called The Boogeyman Exists, and he's in your child's back pocket. I myself have young children, So I came at this kind of as a mom also, trying to navigate the digital tech world. And I read the book. It really resonated with me. I feel that it resonates with a lot of families, a lot of parents that I talk to. So she is a former programmer and nationally recognized speaker. And she presents to schools, children, parents on cybersecurity, on internet safety, on social media, gaming. She's very knowledgeable in that area and a nationally recognized expert. So It's fantastic that she's coming to the area. I'm very excited.
Which is always nice to have that outside person
come,
right? Because
It's
not always the teachers and not always the counselor, not always the parents saying, you know, because, you know, first of all, this program, like we mentioned, is for parents, but you're also doing a part for the students as well, correct?
Yeah, as part of the program. So she's coming into Wampanoag Middle School on March 24th and 25th to talk directly to our kids. And then on the 26th, she will be doing a parent-only night just to talk to parents, create awareness. She's doing a question-answer. So if you have questions about what your kids are on, even gaming, she knows all about that. So it's a great way to connect with somebody who really is in that field and can answer our questions and kind of give us some guidance on how to protect our kids online.
Right. So the biggest question is, do you have a cell phone policy here at the Wampanoag Middle School?
We do as of this year. So the faculty here at Wampanoag really, really fought for this cell phone policy. This is the first year that we're going through it. We are zero tolerance cell phones. So the kids can have them on their person, in their bag, in their locker. They are often out of sight. We don't want to see them. We don't want to see them texting. We found that it was a distraction. Kids were not concentrating. They were constantly worried about who was talking about them online. Mm-hmm. It just became a real distraction for the educational process, to be honest. Created a lot of discipline, a lot of controversy within the building during the school day. Mm-hmm. So we really lobbied for this. We got it, and it has been phenomenal. I mean, the kids really, they tell me they feel better. Like, they don't worry about it as much. It's not that they're missing out on something or they're worried somebody's talking about them. It's kind of like a really, you know, just turn it off,
right?
You know, get away from it for a little while. And, you know, it does seem to be helping our attention. The kids' grades, we noticed, discipline, we noticed. There's really only been a few infractions of the policy here and there, minor situations.
Right.
But on a whole, we're seeing a huge difference in their anxiety and their attention.
Right. And if I think back, you know, I'm a little older than you are. We never had cell phones. I mean, I think cell phones came out when
I was 20. Right. No, you had to go to the office to call your mom.
Exactly. Right. So you're definitely seeing, you know, better outcomes with the students. I remember we came here in October and we worked with Angela Franco.
Yes.
She's
wonderful.
She's wonderful with our Together for Health school program.
Yep.
And she was telling us about that policy,
yes,
which is just really awesome. And again, you know, these students always have access to their teachers they can talk to. There's a phone in every classroom, right? So they don't necessarily need to have that cell phone in front of them.
Yeah, developmentally, it's just not healthy.
Right. You know, can you talk a little bit about, I know you mentioned some stuff, what does excessive cell phone use do for these
students?
Yeah,
and, you know, like I mentioned, a lot of increased anxiety, a lot of worry. Depression, they're constantly comparing themselves to someone else. They see something online, they think that's what it should be. You know, people always post the positive, you never really see the negative.
Right.
And then just the social interaction between the kids. Everything was through a text. Everything is through a Snapchat, some kind of app that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Weinberger will talk about vault apps that the kids hide behind certain apps to hide things from parents.
Oh my.
You know, so there's a whole realm of this that I myself, as a parent, don't understand.
Right.
Like, you know, the technology world is also, you know, I work with kids in person, so to learn about what is actually happening online is scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just to inform myself, I thought that's kind of why I read the book initially, anyway.
Right.
But
and it's not just, you know, yes, there's a big concern about friends not being nice to friends or students against students, but there's also a lot of dangers out there with strangers that are trying to lure these young people in. And and I'm sure Jesse Weinberg will be talking about all
Absolutely.
Of that as well.
Yes, she will.
What are some of the highlights of the program? I think because, you know, you and I were talking a little bit beforehand about the age of a cell phone. Like, what age should cell phone use start
And that was
at?
A big question for me, too, even with my own kids. And after reading Jesse's book, talking to Jesse, they're really suggesting that 16, delaying that smartphone as long as possible. 16 is really the age that mentally a child can kind of handle that a little bit better,
right,
build some skills up, so to mentally prepare them for what they might experience online. As delaying it as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, kids have them.
Right.
Kids have them now.
Mm-hmm.
So really just educating the parents, educating the kids, talking about what to be looking for, just to keep kids safe online.
Exactly. You know, and you know, I understand sometimes parents need a little break, but you see sometimes little kids holding up the parent's cell phone
all the time
and watching videos and and that's where they really get their first taste of correct?
They do.
So, you know, it's really, you know, 16 is a great age.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that even when you talk about the development of a brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids and young adults don't fully form their brain until they're 25.
Yes, yeah.
You
that
know?
Frontal lobe is not developed, and we see it here in middle school for sure.
Right, and that's why, you know, it's so nice that drug and alcohol is supporting this program because I know they come in and they talk about life skills, right?
They do, yeah. We work very closely with them, and we're very happy that they're seeing this need as well as we are. We're very happy to have this experience, and we're hoping that as many people can come out and support it as possible.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about, you know, that your Jesse Weinberg's coming in and doing a presentation for the middle school, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Parents, but who, like, can, is it open to the community?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we are a community. We right. are in this together. We all have children, you know, in this school district. So Wayne Highlands, Delaware Valley, Western Wayne, Wall and Paw Pack. If you are out and about, it's March 26th. From 6 to 8 o'clock at night at our Wall and Paw Pack Area High School. It'll be in the auditorium. We'd love to have you. So, yes, parents, grandparents, caregivers, anyone who's working with children, especially if your children are young. This is not just a middle school, you right. know, age thing. Like, really, right. we're trying to target those families who have younger children mm-hmm. just to start it there, delay that smartphone before they get to middle school to try to avoid some of the things that we're noticing.
Right. And just, you know, and it's, we're not saying that the children can never have a cell phone.
No, of course not.
It's teaching them healthy habits.
Absolutely.
Which, again, you know, I think cell phones have just exploded in the sense of yeah. they're everywhere you turn,
everywhere.
Right? And there's so much information out there on the web. And it's just, again, teaching them how to use it correctly.
Yes.
You know, one thing that you said to me, which is kind of scary, is those apps that are hidden behind
yeah,
those
apps. Yeah, the vault apps. They exist. They're out there. And if you're not vigilant in paying attention to what your child is on, I mean, there's a potential that they're experiencing something online that you're not aware of.
Right, right. And again, you know, sleep is so important
sleep.
To these kids.
Like, yeah.
you know, I know there's families that have all their cell phones mm-hmm. put downstairs
yeah.
on chargers
yes.
out of their bedrooms.
It's the best
right?
thing. Oh, not in the bedroom, please. No electronics in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. The kids need to sleep. They mm-hmm. need a break from it. Just as they get a break during the school day here. You know, we're seeing a benefit. So if they do that at home, I promise there'll be benefits to that also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of registration, again, it's open to the community. We do want people to register, correct?
Yeah, it's just helpful. So we have a number. We're also mm-hmm. offering childcare that night. So if you're a parent and your significant other wants to come, we'd be happy to have you both. If you want to call the Wall and Paw Pack Area Middle School Guidance Office, we'd be happy to take your information. Otherwise, there are flyers kind of floating around in the community. There is a QR code. If you go to Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission's website, they have a flyer. Wall and Paw Pack Area is also posting the flyer. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that the more it gets out there, the more it gets shared on social media, just to make people aware that this is actually happening.
Right.
So yeah, if you could sign up, scan the code, mm-hmm. call me. You can email me. My email is on the flyer as well. So mangan.da@wallandpawpack.org. I'd be happy to sign you up.
Right, right. And again, you're going to send this out to the other school districts.
Absolutely,
as well,
yes. Absolutely.
Which is so important.
Yes.
You know, and so you went from a teacher
yeah.
to a counselor, right?
Yeah.
Is that part of your job as well, you know, to talk to those students? You know,
because. Yeah.
You haven't. First of all, thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank
for,
you.
For you know, for our children and our community, because they're our future. We do say
they
they're
are.
Our future, right?
They are.
So,
you know, and
so you're there to help them with many aspects. It's not just the discipline part.
No, it's definitely not just the counseling even part in the office. I mean, as a school counselor, we're in the classrooms. We're doing classroom guidance lessons. We do social media lessons. I've done cell phone safety. I talk until I'm blue in the face here. And mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, the kids hear it. Sometimes they don't. But I'm finding that it's the parents, the guardians
right.
that we need to talk to just to make sure they're aware mm-hmm. of the dangers of providing some of these social media things
right.
You know, it's too soon before the kids are ready.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, yes, if I had younger children, mm-hmm. I don't. My kids are all adults, and I feel like they didn't have cell phones until they were in high school.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I know people are going to laugh. They started with a flip phone
yeah.
because that's what was
that's
available,
what it was.
Right? So
that's what it was.
They didn't have the smartphones
yeah.
or anything like that. They had it because if they needed to call me, you know, if they were late at school or whatever,
right.
You know, that's what
yeah.
we did.
No, and technology is great. Technology
yes.
is wonderful
yes.
if used appropriately. But sometimes the kids are just not ready. And I think
right.
we forget they're still kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, middle school, 11 to 14, you're still a kid.
Right.
You know, and you really need to, if your child does have a cell phone, you really need to monitor what's on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and as a parent, that is your responsibility.
Sure.
Or guardian, you know, or grandparents, because
yeah.
we do have grandparents out there. That
absolutely.
Are raising.
A lot of our grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes. And will there be resources there that night as well?
Absolutely, yes. Jessie will have resources. She promised me no question will go unanswered, so she will stay as long as she has to make sure that everybody's questions are answered. Mm-hmm. She will also have her book there. I found it a great read, so I'm hoping other people do as well.
Right.
Just to keep yourself informed of what's, mm-hmm. Changing in our digital world.
Right. And a parent can't make it. What is the name of that book? Because I'm sure she's going to be covering a lot of that
information. Yeah, it's called The Boogeyman Exists, mm-hmm. and He's in Your Child's Back Pocket by Jesse Weinberger.
Right. And it's regarding, cell phone use.
Yes, it's regarding cell phone use. And really the message is just try to delay that cell phone as long as you can.
Right. Okay. So we are talking about the program that's coming up. What's the date of that program again?
March 26th from 6 to 8 o'clock at Wampanoag Area High School.
And it's the Internet Safety for Parents.
Yes.
Right? So that's want to encourage everyone to come out.
Everyone.
Let's fill that auditorium, right?
I would love to. I would love to see that.
Right. Me too. So, Danielle, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. And truly, I appreciate everything that you do for our students.
Thank you.
You do an amazing job. Wampanoag, all of our school districts are wonderful, and I have always enjoyed coming to Wampanoag too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager. I want to thank you for listening, and have a great day.